No.
You fix that. That's awful. Yeah,
I'm not married to
mine,
that.
Mine comes at all different angles, the mustache that I have. It's my dad had a mustache for like my entire childhood up until, I want to say, like 96 or something like that, 97. And he shaved it at one point. It's gone. Nobody really noticed what had happened, and then kind of forgot, oh, there's a completely different looking person. That's my father now. That was traumatic. A lot of therapy there. But you just shave a mustache and you ruin the whole thing. Mine is not all weird angles, and it's like a used Brillo pad.
Can you grow a full beard?
No, not really.
Because you got a little growth going on right now.
For sure. And it grows in. I get the neck beard going on. It's kind of a Kyle Orton sort of thing. And it fills in a little, but it's got odd patchy areas.
What is Grody doing? Have you seen him lately?
No. He's owning it, is what he's doing.
Is he growing a beard?
Yeah.
Good for him.
He's letting it out. Well, he's in the transition stage right now. I mean, it's rough. It's there.
It's rough.
But if he were to trim it down some and make some fixes, I think he'd have a representative beard. I think it looks pretty good.
It's coming in pretty gray.
Coming in cold.
Yeah.
But you don't get to, you know, it's like in the spring when you put the seed down.
Like I'm going through that where I usually will shave and then we'll just grow it out for a couple of days. And now I know that it's kind of coming in gray.
Right.
Which is funny to look at. And
Lovie Smith.
Well, you know what? It's funny. I actually said that to someone, that once I decide to come on home with the hair and just shave it every day, that I probably will go like full beard.
Yeah.
Ooh, like a Dr. Harry Edwards.
Yes.
Kind of
like
thing.
Kind of do that. My, sure. But my dad has also had a mustache like forever. And I don't know if it was my brother or my mom been like, wonder what you look like with that, and he just pointed at me and was like, like that.
Yeah, I look a lot like that.
Just
I
look like that.
Exactly like him.
The kid I had.
Yeah, I was thinking about
the one who looks just like me.
I think that about one. Growing the beard in, but I just, do you remember in the Ten Commandments when Moses comes down, Charlton Heston as Moses comes down from right. Sinai, having glimpsed the Lord?
Of course.
And it ages him.
Yes.
It takes years off his life because he lived to whatever he was, but it's kind of like that. It would kind of come in like marble rye at this point if I'm lucky, and I don't know. I don't think I could pull it off unless I just really gave it like the full treatment. Well, I don't have the patience for it.
Why did goatee in college? And like early on when I was at the score, like I had a goatee and I didn't mind that.
We did finals goatee.
Or I guess that was like
finals goatees.
It's not technically, it's Van Dyke, right? If it's connected, is that the Van Dyke?
I don't know.
Where it's connected?
Yes, correct. Yeah, it's a Fu Manchu with the goatee is a Van Dyke, I believe.
So I did that, and I don't know if I mean, with TV, like they kind of don't want you to do that, but things are starting to loosen up. On the TV side, where you can walk out there with growth on your face now, it doesn't really matter.
I always trim when I'm going to go on, you know, television or something. I always cut it down a little bit, run the edger around things, make sure it looks clean. But no, I'm not like a shave.
So how far would you have to go to have a full beard look? Like weeks? How long would it take?
Probably like from here.
So where are you at right now?
Well, I trimmed the other day. So
but how long has this been growing?
Oh, this is just here. This is just, this is always, you know, I cut it down to like a 5 on the beard trimmer every week or so.
So if we let it go 3 weeks.
Probably 2 weeks, and you'd start to be like, oof, boy, that's getting weird. You gotta cut that back, son. Because it's all sorts of different angles, and I got sorts of weird areas that don't come in and grow. Like, my mustache and the rest of it doesn't connect to anything. I got that weird, like, Keanu Reeves line going down, but my beard isn't full or you know, the right color that his is. It's just not, it's all strange. I got some weird gray coming in here. Half of it's blonde.
Gray I don't mind. I thought I would mind it. I kind of don't. I kind of don't mind it.
I don't either. It's just,
I mean, you should mind it because you're a lot younger than I am. But
I know, but I'm getting a little, you know, some salt and pepper coming in on the sides and stuff. I don't mind.
And Dan's just salt now.
Well, sure, but that's...
There's like a speck of pepper.
There's some... regality to that, right? Some
no. You say you could talk yourself into it there, young fella, but you know, not really. But as long as you got it though, you'll if you've got it at this point, you'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm good. My hairline's impervious. It's gonna be fine.
I think you're okay.
Stay there.
I don't think you're gonna get the power alleys going or anything like that.
We'll see.
Did we kill Uncle Terry?
Maybe.
Is Terry sitting at home listening to Transition, possible, just in the house, just screaming by Cracky, like throughout this entire conversation?
Well, we actually made reference earlier to the collection of monkeys. We were trying to remember the entire roster of Terry's monkeys because Connor did a story for the Midday Midway.
Yeah, I'll find the headline again because you got to know exactly.
Herpes.
Roving band of herpes-ridden monkeys now roaming northeast Florida, per the New York Times.
You're listening to WSER and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score, radio.com, sports station.
And they're roving, Lawrence. They're roving.
He said they're roaming and roving.
That's right.
And even though they are rhesus monkeys, he pronounced it. I got confirmation on this.
No,
Reese's?
No, no.
Racist.
No.
He said they were racist monkeys.
I said
all the
Reese's,
texters said that you said racist.
All the like two people texted.
No, go back. Scroll back.
They all agreed that you said the texters
when they agree with him.
There's a billion bike crackies on here right now. I'm not going to scroll through all those.
And believe me, the racist texters should know. If anybody knows, it's our texters.
Those are our monkeys, and they are racist.
They're proudly saying, "You're damn right, we owe him as a racist monkey." So we had then that got us to the Sikh monkey, the sick monkey, the sink monkey,
the Iranian space monkey,
the wet monkey,
wet ass monkey.
That's the sick monkey. The sick monkey's wet ass. But then there was the sink monkey, who is not the wet monkey. The wet monkey, who is not the sink monkey. The Sikh monkey, who is a Sikh, and then
he's all about peace.
But who is not the Iranian space monkey, who's still on assignment. He's still orbiting somewhere. We don't exactly know. That's classified. But we're pretty sure that he's on assignment.
Okay.
And we're pretty sure that all of those monkeys also have herpes.
Are racist.
We're missing. I guarantee you there's at least three monkeys we're missing. There was a monkey that was riding something. Was that the...
A horse?
No. Phrasing.
No, it was. I forget, it was like a cowboy monkey or something. Someone, they'll remember. People remember better than I, but there were, we put the whole band back together at some point.
All right, well, good.
The Shriner monkey, I think.
That was a thing.
Was it
on a bike?
Yeah. No, it was on the little cars.
Yeah, with the hat. the cool hat.
Electric cars with fez. Yeah.
Well, that is Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight. They're silly, and they're here every day from 9 a.m. until noon. I'm Lawrence Holmes, and I'm here from noon until 2. The top of the hour is being brought to you by Northwestern Basketball at the new Welsh Ryan Arena. Go check them out this season. Remaining opponents include Illinois, Michigan, and Minnesota. Single-game tickets to see Chicago's Big Ten team are on sale now in U Sports. And like I said yesterday, Northwestern's women's team is ranked. Like, they're ranked 22nd in the country. They're pretty good, too. So if you're going to go see the men, why not go see the women? They're doing big things in Evanston. This hour is being brought to you by Fisher Oven Roasted Never Fried Snack Nuts. Never fried, nothing to hide. Just like this show. Herbie, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
Anthony Heron joining me here in studio. We're talking about Super Bowl 54. Mahomes found his rhythm once they got themselves down. I don't know how to explain it. It doesn't make any sense that in every game in the playoffs, you find yourself down by 10 points or more. Then all of a sudden you go, hold on, I'm Patrick Mahomes. Watch this. Mm. And he's able to turn it around. What happened in the fourth quarter? Were these breakdowns that were happening on the Niners defense, or was it a product of their offense just not being able to close the door?
Part of it was the Sword of Omens.
Thunder! 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 Thundercats! Ho!
And having that to give him sight beyond sight.
Sword of Omens, give me sight beyond sight.
Make me a bicycle, clown!
Yeah, Big Ant Heron drops a couple of gems for you. Every now and again, you got to be paying attention when he is on the show. Welcome in. This is the show. My name is Lawrence Holmes, here with you until 2 o'clock. We are excited about the show that we have prepared for you today. We're going to spend some time talking about the Bears. Because of my experience on Radio Row down at Super Bowl week, I talked to people about the Bears. And now I can share some of that content that I was putting together for NBC Sports Chicago on the Under Center podcast. if you're not subscribed to it, you should. Because whether it's me or JJ Stankovic or Cam Ellis or Dave Wannstedt or Lance Briggs, Alex Brown, Matt Forte, or Olin Kreutz, we have incredible Bears content for you. It's called the Under Center Podcast, and I'll share some of that stuff with you. While I'm talking about other podcasts that I do a House of L podcast. It's my own like little acoustic band thing that I do where I talk with media members about how they do their job. I was talking with my friend Laura Britt. She covers the 49ers. She's my guest this week on House of L. She's good people. You should give that a listen. Subscribe to that too. Just search House of L wherever it is you get your podcast from, and you'll hear some great interviews. Like I did one with her. We did a great sit down. Mark Grody's episode is phenomenal. Layla Rahimi's episode is pretty great. There's a couple of Jason Goff episodes. It's top-notch stuff. Anyway, we're going to get into some Bears conversation on the show today, and I'm looking forward to your reaction to it. We love to get your texts throughout the show. 670-11 is the way that you can text the show. We start the show as we start all things with a rundown.
Run them down!
The Rundown.
Kirby, I'm starting to get concerned about your Word document that you have every day for the rundown. Because yesterday, it said it was January 30th on here. And luckily, I just happened to know the date. Today, it says it's the rundown for Thursday, which is scratched out. And you wrote in Tuesday. What's going on with your Word documents?
Well, it's probably my brain saying, I wish it was Thursday. So let's get there. But yeah, I realized like, no, it's T-Mobile Tuesday. So let's switch that over.
Okay, here's your rundown for Tuesday, February 4th, 2020. All we got for you is NBA sound. The Blackhawks get back to business tonight, right? So from the NBA, it's Jimmy Butler doing work against the Sixers.
Just the second turnover of the game. Bam, got it right back. Jimmy Butler colliding with Scott. Counts.
I hate you. He scored 38 points, which was a season high in that game. Here's Brett Brown. Before we get to the sound, he's getting close to getting fired, right? Can't be like that's
yep.
That's almost over in Philadelphia. Right. You can't have that level of talent and play this badly, can you?
Yeah, I mean, sitting through all those years of the losing can only go so far.
Okay, here's Brett Brown talking about being disappointed in his team.
I mean, I thought that our defense was poor. You know, when you create three turnovers for a game, it's just not a reflection of who we are. I think we're the third or the fourth best defensive team in the NBA, and we weren't even close to that tonight.
Okay, so Herbie just said in my ear that this was the worst defensive efficiency game that the Sixers have had this season.
And last 20 years.
Where does it rank as far as the worst all time?
According to Scott Van Pelt, it's the sixth worst defensive efficient game since they've been counting and since 1996.
All right. Well, here's what Ben Simmons has to say about the efforts of the Philadelphia 76ers.
Ben, you mentioned the physicality. I mean, you guys are a very tall, big team. Why can you pinpoint why you haven't been able to?
We were soft. Don't get bullied, you know, fight over screens, get through screens. You got to knock somebody and knock them over. You got to hit somebody in the face and knock them down, make sure they don't score, hit them in the face.
Can I just say that this is something that does bother me about basketball teams? The idea of you got to knock somebody down. Here's an idea. How about you move your feet and get in front of them?
Yeah, Ben Simmons is a hell of a person to say that when it comes to the physical play. It depends on the day for him.
Correct.
This hasn't even included Joel Embiid being like, maybe I should get more touches.
Yeah, Ben's okay with being physical on offense when he's driving the lane. Him being physical defensively is hit or miss. But always, like, we can't let people go to the hole. We gotta knock folks down. Or you can play better defense before that happens. As the ball rotates, you can play better defense. On the ball, you could play better defense. You could get in a stance and move your feet and play better defense instead of being like, well, we just got to knock somebody down. You know what happens when you do that? You get a technical foul. And guys in the NBA aren't really scared of dunking on you. They're not. So that is your rundown for today, Tuesday, February 4th, 2020. I can't believe I'm getting ready to say this, but before we do some of the Bears and the football stuff, I would like to talk basketball. Okay? I want to talk about the Bulls, and I want to talk about the trade deadline looming for the Bulls. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to take a timeout. We're going to all come back here. We're going to all gather, and we're going to talk about whether or not the Bulls should think about trading Zach LaVine. We're going to do that next here on The Score.
Basketball trade deadline coverage on The Score is sponsored by Amy Kite of Keller Williams Realty Infinity. Call Amy Kite to trade in your home. Visit amywillsellyourhome.com.
Vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Have you ever wanted to speak another language? Whether you want to speak Spanish, French, or German, Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons can get you speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I just started learning Spanish with Babbel, and it's really helping me with my pronunciation.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres? Ha ha, I got it! I'm amazed how confidently I speak Spanish now. I wish I had tried Babbel sooner.
Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned. No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, German, Portuguese, and more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com. Or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to two on The Score.
Hawk, congratulations on winning the Ford C. Frick Award.
Thanks, Lawrence. I just do this right now, so I haven't sorted things out in my mind yet, because this is a bit of a life changer, you know, going to Cooperstown. It just doesn't happen very often, you know, you get an honor like this.
What's it mean to you to have been the voice? And you know, in the intro, I brought it up that you're the voice in my head when I think about White Sox baseball. Well, what's it mean to you? For a lot of White Sox fans, you are that.
Means so much. As I said on my last speech there, I love them, and I always will. And I think we did create a bond that, you know, being called a homer was the greatest compliment you could pay me.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2, on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Saturdays at 8 a.m., don't miss Sports Medicine Weekly. Fitness, nutrition, and injury prevention and treatment for today's weekend warrior and professional athletes. With renowned specialist of shoulders, elbows, and knees, and chief doctor for Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, Dr. Brian Cole.
I see more foot and ankle.